Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday for all our friends in Mother Russia.
He added this. If this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened. She ghosted him. Which, good.
If you
got
to write that line, then it's the wrong thing to do.
If you think you're being creepy, you are.
You're being good.
You are. But you are creepy, Bill. You are.
Mike, can we have that three-quarter profile again?
No, we may not.
Because you do, it looks like you came in third place in a Kevin James lookalike contest. I think he wants you to sing a Beatles song in a Russian accent.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
See, it was a good idea. Just needed a little translation.
Yesterday.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Columbus, Ohio, Sutter Creek, California, Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, Bath, North Carolina, and Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Let me make sure I got everything together. Yes, we are.
How do you do with the Sao Paulo? Because that's a hard one to pronounce.
Sao Paulo.
I did a lot of YouTubing, and the best.
Well, you sent me the cities and put some pronouncers on it. That were unnecessary. I knew Sao Paulo.
Okay, because a lot of people say Sao Paulo, and that's like offensive to them down there. So yeah, it's a nasal, they say.
There's a part of me that is a stage dad, and I will tell you, this was in the car a very short time ago. Unsolicited, my son broke into this shtick. Super brief,
yeah,
about 10 seconds, but I'll play it for you today. Hopefully I got it transferred into my machine correctly.
Machine.
This is my, I have become aware that my son has the gift of dialects, but this one, you know, I think this is a tough one. It's always been a tough one for me, but he lays this on me, and now, without further ado, hopefully the recording will come through, my son Michael, and a greeting for a certain segment of the audience. Please enjoy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday for all our friends in Mother Russia.
I don't know.
10 out of 10.
I don't know about that, boy. That's a tough one to do. Oh, stop it. Okay, thank you.
He's 7.
He's 7
years
old.
Where does he pick it up?
God, I keep hitting my knee on the... Carla, when we have company over, and we had company over Saturday, Carla constantly moves my studio furniture around to create what will be like a regular den. It's not. It's not possible. It looks like I'm in the cockpit of a 747 down here, so there's no real need to do it, but she moves stuff around, and I'm all discombobulated, and you know, that's why I'm kind of looking over at this angle.
Was hey, the company, everybody. Was it like you're sly? Coy.
Huh? No, it was my only friend down here, the guy that was on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, finally, because
he breached the perimeter.
Yeah, because I remember he was like 4-1 was the score, wasn't it?
Mark Miller came by. And great afternoon with the Millers. And what's great is that the Millers come over and then our kids play. So we get a break from having to supervise our children because they're roughly the same age. Maddie's about a year, just under a year younger than Michael, and they hang out and they play together, and then we chat, and I'd bring Mark Miller back on the show simply to tell stories about his dad.
That really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he Funny. Has dad stories that would, you know, would result in probably hours of shock jockery fun. Really
Can
spectacular.
Can you thumbnail what makes them so great?
The best one of all. The way it's explained to me, I hope I'm not speaking out of school.
I don't think so.
But his father was a tough guy and doesn't suffer fools. And, you know, just a big, burly, tough auto worker. That's okay. That's auto his father. Worker. Yeah. And it involves. It's a story of buying groceries. The 10 items or less line.
Express lane, Mike.
The express lane and yogurt. There, that's all I will tell you, and that's a reason enough to get almost, him back on the
show. As a grocery guy, I can reverse engineer the story. I can't wait to hear it.
And, you know, from my heavy drinking era, I had a hell of a lot of Miller Lite in the garage refrigerator. I believe it might all be gone now from Mr. Miller. Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks for coming down. I appreciate that. That was wonderful. But, you know, suddenly in the car last week, really, like Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, and I hear this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday for all our friends in Mother Russia.
It's just
where would he get that?
Where would he pick it up?
He is, all right, there's no doubt that he's bright.
Yes.
That is obvious. He's a bright child. There are two things that are happening here. We know that. Secondly, I believe sports may be intellectually beneath him right now as far as watching them on television. He participates. He likes to play sports. He, you know, when I'm sitting there, I say, watch this. It's like, oh, the head goes back and it's like, come on, it's playoff hockey. Head goes back again. Oh. I'm like, you know, please.
He Napoleon Dynamites you.
I don't know what to do. I'm terrified of this. But sports bonding and spectator sport bonding between me and my dad was a big, big deal for us. But I'm you know, all you have to do is look at an NFL Sunday and they pan through the fans in the crowd. And, you know, you look at the IQ level there. You know, it was like that. It's he might be in a different stratosphere. Well, I'm in the I'm down there with the fans painting their faces blue.
Yeah, well, you don't need sports to bond with your son. I'm still I'm fine with my dad. We're great together.
He's young and he hasn't found his passion yet. Right, which sport he loves. Yeah. Right?
His passion is telling me about the weaponry that was used by the Soviet Union in World War II. His passion is telling me
baseball was around during the World Wars. What about baseball?
That's right. Show him a league of their own.
His passion is telling me, Dad, look, this Nerf gun. You can put a scope on it. I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. Remember,
that is
they're only plastic darts.
Cool.
Hey, if we, I told him this honestly. If we had Nerf guns when I was a kid, we would have been out of our minds.
Yes.
Can you imagine being able to play with guns?
But you would get one if you were lucky. You wouldn't get an arsenal.
There is a child down here, and he went to a birthday party at this child's house. I picked my son up at this birthday party. The garage door was open on the back wall with the what do they call the boards
pegboard.
With the holes? Pegboards.
Yes.
The pegboard, there is a pegboard, the back entire wall of the garage, and it is sitting mounted neatly. That could not have been done by a child, are Nerf guns. I think that's was that a doorbell?
That's a doorbell,
are we doing a bit? Is it Charlie?
Someone
Hello? Hello? Come in, Charlie.
Is someone filming a special across the hall?
Hey, it's Bob Hope. No, it's funny. You know,
I've never heard his doorbell
me
before.
Me neither.
That's awesome.
That's very old school.
Yes.
When you're talking about Nerf guns, I'm not that much younger than Mike. When I was a kid, I remember I had a gun that shot a dart that had a suction cup on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking that you give that to like a toddler.
I used to play with BB guns.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is
we used to shoot each other with BB guns.
This is designed for a child. It's all hard plastic. Shooting hard. I'm surprised I have my vision still.
Can you imagine just running around with like Glock BB guns and shooting each other?
Sure. Ugh. Pellets.
I didn't know my wife was home. I thought my wife was out. I thought you were out working out. Carla?
Like he's yelling at her about working out.
There's a doorbell and I'm doing a show. Does it have any value whatsoever? Does my work have any value to you anymore at all?
Oh, we saw that Friday.
Yeah.
Hello? Now you're not answering me.
She'll answer you as soon as she needs you to take some shoes somewhere.
Yeah.
I know you would come back. She's all excited because it's maskless working out down here for people that have been vaccinated. And come on.
That is exciting.
Friday, I went to pick the kid up. I dropped the shoes off at school.
What happened with the shoes? How did they break?
Hold on. She's not speaking, and now I'm getting a complex. Carla?
Uh-oh.
No, we'll just let this be.
Carla,
that's what happens when you work out maskless.
Are you not speaking?
She's fallen and crumbled into a ball.
Carla?
This is embarrassing for this man.
God, I just don't have any control. I don't have any control over my own life.
Wow.
Okay, a programming note for the show.
Yes.
Yes.
We will be moving, easing into, we're going to be getting easing into it, a summertime schedule where we will be taping every day, but there will be flex times. Usually, it will be 3 p.m. in the afternoon for most days. Show will be available by end of business day. So make a note of that for those of you that like to listen live. We'll make sure we let you know what the schedule is. Yeah. This is something new for the show. We'll be back to our regular schedule in the fall. We will be taping, though. We'll be taping shows all summer long. So be aware of that. If you're somebody who hangs on every word, God bless you. We appreciate that.
Love you.
And we will let you know when they're, you know. But the show taping schedule will be, we will be doing some shows at 3 p.m. And the morning schedule will not change.
Summertime.
There was a natural ending.
I want to see if I made my wife mad. Carla, are you mad at me? Is that why you're not talking to me?
I'd love it for my wife not to talk to me.
That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? Like an anniversary gift.
I can't go on with the show if you don't speak to me.
Just quiet would be great.
I have to go see what.
Come oh, she, here, I heard, please. I heard something.
Mike, is she mad at you or mad about you?
Look at this hair.
That was, looks better in profile.
Yeah, side.
Great angle.
Profile is so much better.
Yeah.
Looks like you have volume.
Yeah, looks like you came in.
So the doorbell.
Jesus, Mike.
The doorbell rang, and you were. What are you doing?
I was changing.
Okay, but I mean, I'm sitting here doing a show.
Oh my God,
get a hold of yourself.
Well, it's after this. Get a hold of myself.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Meds.
So needy.
Should I up my meds?
This is cranking up by 5 milligrams.
Mike, can we have that 3/4 profile again?
No, we may not.
Because you do, it looks like you came Thank in you. Third place in a Kevin James lookalike contest.
Oh, God. Anywho. Hold on. All right, let me get back on track with the human, my favorite human being.
All right, here we go. Happy
Nice. Thank you.
How did
Thank
he break his shoes on Friday?
Yeah, what was that about?
We never got closure.
Carla, are you within earshot?
There's no follow-up on the shoes.
No, you know, it ain't that big a house.
I know.
Okay, wherever she is. I don't know what happened. What I know is that I dropped off, and by the time I got home at the end of the day, the shoot, it was that Friday that we did
Friday,
that?
It was Friday, the Friday, first right. show, yeah.
Yeah, Friday morning.
Yeah, we got a call that Michael was inconsolable at school.
A hot call.
Because of broken shoes.
Broken shoes.
And it was asked of Mike if he could bring a replacement pair of shoes.
Told to Mike.
It was posed to Mike.
With great intellect comes great sensitivity as well. So I should be aware of, for example, today, the bus app was not tracking because when that happens, it's usually a replacement bus and sometimes a replacement bus driver. Our bus driver, Linda, is so fantastic that that causes a level of stress that is not, you know, it's not debilitating, but it has to be managed.
Sure.
So I made the mistake today of saying, oh, the app's not working. We better get out there earlier. You know, because it might be another bus or a new driver. And as soon as the driver thing came out, I went, no, I didn't mean it. It's like he's going, new bus driver. Mm. And man, oh, boy, God love you, Linda. It was Linda, same driver with a bus that I think was, I really think it was based in the 1930s.
A loner.
The bus that, you know, it's like, oh, look at Chitty Chitty Bang Bang's coming up the driveway right now.
Was it Mike? Did it have really thin tires?
Lee County, the Lee County infrastructure. Yeah. In order to give all of you senior citizens a cushy, lovely retirement, we deprive our children of proper transportation vehicles. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
Pedal harder.
Pedal harder right now.
This bus is blue. And
so Linda pulls up and I said, hey, and I used my Darren McGavin. I said, you got a clinker. And she pulls in. So this is one of those buses that doesn't have the engine in front, that's got the flat front bus.
Oh, the new buses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The new guys.
This is not new guys? No, not even close to being new. And
I wouldn't describe them as aerodynamic.
Like a penitentiary bus?
Not even that.
It's like a penitentiary bus. Yeah. And Linda says to me, she says, I am going to be taking my second bath or shower when I get home from work. Because this bus is so dirty.
Gross.
And then the bus pulls away and you hear this. it's going. But anywho, it was. He looked good. He looked my son with his little sporting the outfit, and I have no idea why he did that. But it's interesting. He's a very, very funny young man, and he's a very smart young man. And I there's not a day that goes by where we don't say to ourselves, we got something special here. Aww. Not quite sure how it's going to manifest itself, but and then Mother Russia comes from the back of the car, and I'm almost driving off the car.
Yeah,
off the road. I am almost doing that at the same time.
What,
you know,
you said he's in an outfit. What outfit?
He's wearing today, the second time, he did it last week, and I guess it went over well with the kids. He's a popular young man.
Sure.
At school. So in 95-degree heat, he is wearing blue jeans, a white white and blue striped button-down shirt, and a blue blazer with a bow tie.
Wow.
That is.
That's what he that's
like
what
formal
he wore.
Mondays.
Yeah. Did he see that picture of you at you Disneyland when you were a kid in the right blue now. Blazer?
Yeah, you both have blue blazers.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little odd. It's a little
odd. That was me when I was 13, though. I was just a dork.
Well, you were Hold looking on. For some good Disneyland trim.
No, that's
yeah.
No, right. That's what parents used to dress up their kids. You had to be formal.
Yeah, straight from the airplane.
Because you traveled.
Yeah, straight from the airplane.
Miss those days.
The rushing rapids.
Right. I feel like a scumbag rolling on an airplane in sweatpants and, you know, like a sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see the coat and tie look anymore. The madman days are gone.
I do enjoy at least wearing some sensible jeans and a dress shirt.
All right, I sent it along, and you'll see this is the Poindexter look that he went.
Picture time.
That he went to school with. He's something else.
There we
he's
go,
fun.
Incoming.
Oh, wow.
This is like he's in some sort of parochial school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me hold it up for the listeners here. There we go.
Look at him. Completely formal.
He looks like a talking head on a TV show.
Is that his bow tie or your bow tie?
Is there any way I can use this camera? Does this camera ever work?
Yes, it's a user. You gotta learn how to use it. You want to zoom into the camera, the actual picture.
Image.
Zoom into the image. And then hold it in front of your face. There you go. Oh,
there
we go.
Yeah, there he is.
Are those naked pics on the rest of your... What is going on your phone?
I see what do you mean naked pics?
Look at the trail.
The preview trail
had.
Underneath,
oh, my
yeah.
God. There's a lot of purple.
A lot of purple.
Like bras.
Oh, I like that shot.
Brazier.
All right.
There we go.
Thank you.
Right, it was very exciting. What's that?
Honey's like, I got to see what's going on in there.
Yeah. Screen cap.
Time to hack in.
Screen cap.
He looked wonderful, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then, so you don't know where he picked up.
That was an appraiser, by the way, that's appraising houses around here. And I gave her permission to walk the property. Is that okay? We're not selling our house. And
sounds like a grifter to me, Mike.
But no, she
I'm sure they're
like
fine.
100% his garden hose is gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, look at this garden hose.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you didn't instruct him to dress up for school, and you don't know where he picked up the Russian accent. Where are these influences coming from?
YouTube.
Gotta be, yeah.
Or you know, I might. The thing is, the Russian accent fascinates. He's on a Russia kick right now, where you know he's actually joined the Communist Party, which
I think
is interesting. Yeah. No, he's on a real kick.
Does he know who Karl Marx is?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, he does.
Wow.
He can tell you. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yellow journalism.
But it's
yellow
more,
journalism was from our side.
So this morning I wake up.
I'm throwing out buzzwords.
It's funny when you get in the first morning, Monday through Friday, what I wake up
John
to
Lennon.
With my emails why did you say John
I was
Lennon?
Thinking of
he was thinking
noted communist.
Yes, but Lennon, John Lennon would be funnier than, you know, Lennon.
Vladimir Lennon.
L-E-N-I-N as opposed to L-E-N-N-O-N. And I don't believe that John Lennon was ever associated with the Communist Party, although if there was a Beatle who would have been, it would have been John. Wouldn't you agree, Rob?
Paul would do it if he could make money off it.
What if
and that's kind of the opposite.
What if Vlad Lennon was singing a Beatles song? What would that sound like? That's what I would want to know, right?
No? What's he doing?
Nothing. I don't
what the
know.
Hell is he doing? What is he doing?
I think I he wants you to sing a Beatles song in a Russian accent.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Thank you.
Lucky Raccoon, steps into the room, only to his made his match. There we go. Hey, Jude, how are you? I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Big in the U.S., big in the U.S., big in the USSR.
See, it was a good idea. It just needed a little translation.
Yesterday, will my travels seem so far away? Now it looks as though they're here to stay, or I believe in yesterday.
Okay, maybe that's where he got it from. Okay.
Maybe, for me.
So, most of my morning emails, especially on a Monday, consist of communications from Rob and Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We get an invite to this meeting that we do every day, so you can show see meeting. The video. We get commercials that are sent to me from Rob Spiewak for the day's broadcast, various different city changes that we're making for the show that week, and then I get a lot of spam, crappy junk mm-hmm. stuff like that.
You get stuff this from one, Harry and David. Harry and David must think I really love pears, because they asked me to buy pears like five times a week.
I don't get any of that.
Wow. Oh, my new one, and they're not a sponsor, but what I'm getting more than any other.
Yes.
Here we go.
My junk emails from Hey Dude Shoes.
Anyway. Oh, nice. I like that you were peacocking with a red.
Yeah, it looks like that.
There you go.
That's all he needed to get back home from.
White shirt today, so why not?
I like red shoes.
Yeah, to get him home from the Emerald City, all he's got to do is click his heels together.
Hey, you know, one does need a hint of color.
Yes.
A pop of color.
Yes.
So this one caught me by surprise, though, because at 6:13 a.m., about 3 hours ago, I received this. Your prayers have been answered.
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
These genius researchers have found a way to kill the herpes virus for good.
Uh-oh.
And the way this works will knock your socks off.
Wow.
Then it has the "you can find the discovery here."
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Didn't click on it.
No.
It's about an unknown substance that finds, attacks, and kills the herpes virus, which has been thought to be impossible until now. And the way it works is mind-blowing. It literally obliterates both oral and genital herpes.
Uh-oh.
Boy, that's both kinds.
But hurry.
Yes.
Are they going to run out of ginkgo? what are they going to run out of?
Well, also, Mike, you need to click on the link. Oh, good, good.
Due to the increasing number of requests, the research team is considering taking down their findings until a better way to share this information is found. Can that be any more hack as a way to lie to people? This is so incredible that the academic community says these scientists are on their way to win a Nobel Prize for this discovery.
They're on their way. They're right. On their way. You know, I actually...
By the way, and if you want to spell Nobel like the president did, it's N-O-B-L-E.
Oh, the Nobel Prize.
Remember when he did that one?
Yeah, that's a prize for just being a good guy.
Again, hurry and get their findings from this page. While you still can.
I clicked on the link.
Didn't open any of these.
What happened? I clicked on the,
well, they gave me a choice of Moderna or Pfizer. So,
yeah, it's a strange world. Very strange world. So, and then there's some other ads under it. Method to keep blood sugar. Now, that's a legitimate email from
Yes.
me.
Yeah, that right? one we click on, right.
Blood sugar. No, I don't click on it, but I understand why they're sending
like,
it.
Like, they know. Somehow they know, yes.
The 30-second trick that burns belly fat overnight.
It all like that.
I'm getting so tired. I want to blow up all the computers sometimes and just go away. Hey, it's just ridiculous.
Do you ever get a spam email where it's like you have email, and then the subject line is in like some weird Russian-looking font? And it's still in English, but the font changes.
Yes.
Those are the ones that really flip me out.
The real one that flips me out now is when you get a sales pitch. And in my case, I do a lot of... clicking on golf instruction all the time.
Okay.
I'm always tweaking and trying to find. Well, there's one that I click on that really intrigues me. I've heard the guy's name. And you ever get the one where you open up the video and it's not really telling you what the power loading formula is. It's telling you how great he is and what he's done and how this can change you. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then if you pay for it, which I think you'd be a rube to do that.
Sure.
So after I gave him my credit card number,
I
open another one, and it is more, it's an upsell. But you can't get out of the video. You can't see how long it is, and you can't stop it.
Right, yeah.
And so
I
fell prey to
an Instagram ad. They had a shirt. So it is essentially Spanx for men, but it's not just compressing your chest and your belly. It helps you.
What's it doing, Oscar?
It's supposed to help you with your posture. So it's supposed to pull the shirt's supposed to pull it back, right?
That's a lot of spandex.
Yeah, well, I thought so too until it came and I threw it on. I was like, I look the same. Either I'm not fat enough for a compression shirt or I got the wrong size. I'm saying I got the wrong size.
I put it on and my eyes kept watering.
but it was $80. But it's going right back.
I can, that's the good thing. But they still, don't they make money on the shipping or something like that?
Yeah, they should burn me somehow. I know my time.
They got you there. So.
And most people are going to be like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to send it back. There you go. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's it. That's people they crave. Right.
Not me.
I get nutrition. I get, let me see. I get Stein Mart. And then I get Costco Wholesale.
I get that one. For
isn't it already Wholesale?
Yeah, but that's the full name.
Gotcha.
What is Nextdoor Digest? Is that Nextdoor?
That's your app.
It's linked to your apps. It'll tell you about who has an alligator in their yard.
Yeah.
I get light bulbs. I get a lot of light bulb emails. And because I had to buy special particular bulbs for my jukebox.
Gotcha.
And so they got me for that. Also, I get transistors and fuses, weird electronic stuff.
Light bulbs for his jukebox.
It's a special bulb.
Very niche. Very niche.
Yes. But they got me. They know I need it. Yeah, that's right.
Mine have a lot to do with, I'll tell you right now. There's a lot of hubs and a lot of red stuff, red.com. It's crazy. Like, a lot of colors and websites. Right, Pony?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Lots of colors.
I'd be scared to death of Pony's email. I mean, he's like, what is this one? This one's in English.
It's interesting because with the new iOS update, Mike, for your phone, a lot of these ads, they should be falling off. Like, you should be getting less of them because the new update allows you to choose if you want websites to track you across platforms.
But I take my internet with my computer, with my laptop.
Got it. But you have an iOS update for your computer too.
Is that a generational thing, by the way, that I do most of my work on my laptop and my wife does most of her work on her phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you do most of your work on your phone, Oscar?
I prefer my phone, but I'm sorry. I do most of my work on my phone, but I do prefer a larger screen.
Yeah. And that's, if you really want to be generational, I prefer to work on a desktop.
Yeah.
Because I've got a 27-inch at home. And
but they're not making them anymore, really.
That's why I have it at home.
I thought you preferred to work with a Smith Corona typewriter.
Mike, all the letters are on one ball.
I had to order him a tactile keyboard because he liked to hear the clink, 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 clink.
I still hit return every time I hear a bell.
Eric Bleeker writes me, reopening America. I don't know what that means. I don't want to open it up, but I'm going to just to see what it is. All right. Oh, it's a stock tip.
Oh, no.
There you go.
The countdown to America's final reopening has begun. 29 days, 14 hours, 5 minutes, and 57 seconds. Is that a thing?
No.
What's going on here?
I'm scared now.
They already got you, though.
Yeah.
The clock started.
That's interesting. You like this. Do you do that Motley Fool thing, don't you?
I do. I actually subscribe. Yeah. They take $35 a month from me or whatever it is.
Yeah, who's the fool now?
I am the fool.
That's the Motley Fool.
I'm not.
Can't read any of theirs. They're litigious. Like, I won't share.
I like to buy and hold. There's no day trading here.
Well, you're smart to do that, they would tell you. Or they would say that,
What is your horizon? That's the last time I heard that. I said, horizon? Yeah. When are you going to retire?
It's interesting. There's
I said, I'd never. Then hold forever.
But I like that. This stops me right now where it says that we've got a countdown to the final reopening. Is that like a countdown to the boom time? Is that what it's going to be everything's open?
At least for my here on CNBC in the mornings, Mike, your reopening trades are over. Like, they've already yielded whatever growth because, you know, what's a 6-month cycle?
See, Mr. Analyst over there. Yeah. That's interesting. I like that. All right. Let me see.
Unless you're going for CVS and that's what, you know. Okay.
Look at this. This is another tip that I got down here. Your wife is home today, and she will not ask you to drive to the school to drop off new shoes.
Oh, that's great. Mm. Oh, and isn't, you know, we never got, what was the definition of a broken shoe?
Yes.
How was the shoe broken?
Hey, Carla.
I don't know if we're going to get it.
Please answer. I heard you in the,
I heard you in the kitchen. Like please answer.
It's like a Mad Lib.
Yeah. This is a game that I don't want you to play. I'm just trying to make a living here.
Choose
please,
your own adventure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. What, Carla, are you there?
She's like a prisoner.
Carla,
she's always
what
there.
Was wrong with Michael's shoes? She doesn't know. We believe it may have been a lace issue.
Mm. Oh.
A, because he got tie shoes.
No,
when she
I've always said that O'Meara's, they're detailed.
Yeah, we're very, we sweat the details. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, let's get to hell.
All right.
That's come back. The we got
first
some
segment.
Stuff to talk about. Stellar first segment.
First segment.
Hot. Yeah, Mike's taping the show. Let's ring the bell. Yep, that's replaced. Yep, absolutely. Sitting here on my fat ass all morning long, you could have rung that bell. Anyway, we have to take a break. We will come back with the homepage and
nice.
Other
yes.
sundry things right here on the Mike O'Meara. Hey, Carla.
Oh, he's cocked is what he is. You can do whatever you want as long as you call your wife first and ask if it's okay.
Carla.
Balls in a jar on the mantelpiece. Where'd you dress, Alice? Take the long train to Wussy Town. The man with a vagina. Whip is another word.
I'm ashamed for you.
Why are you ashamed for me?
Because you're goddamn Mike O'Meara.
You know you want to order a subscription to the Mike O'Meara bonus show. It's easy to do. Just click the link at MikeO'MearaShow.com and you'll get an extra uncensored episode of TMO every week. You can even give a bonus show subscription as a gift. Do it for laughs. Do it for yourself. Do it for a friend. Do it because Carla O'Meara said so.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara. And then after all that, she just came in here when the commercials started.
Of course.
True love, Mike. True love. It's hard to find.
Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. So much nonsense. There's a lot of contradictory information out
yes.
there. That's why I love Noom. Forgot to log in. Got to log in with Noom today. You see, it's not about what you eat, but how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating so you can get smart about your food and the choices you make. Based in psychology, Noom is going to teach you how to eat. Because you don't need rules to lose weight, you need knowledge. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. If you stumble, get back on track tomorrow. It works. It's only 10 minutes a day, and you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan. Noom works with you, and it'll help you. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves it. I love it as well. It's great. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today. Noom.com/TMOS. And we appreciate them. We love our partnership with Noom. We hope it lasts for a good long time.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yes, it is. And it turns out Bill Gates had a history of going after female coworkers.
Yeah.
But you didn't know
oh,
that.
No.
Oh, Bill.
I was surprised
Billy,
to read this.
Billy,
man.
Billy.
The New York Times reported on two times that he hit on employees and apparently came up empty. One time after watching a female employee give a presentation, he emailed her a dinner invitation. Oh, it's creepy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Or, you know, maybe it's not creepy. You meet somebody at the office, you want to say, it's a dinner invitation.
It's creepy all. If you're married.
He's married. That's right. I forgot about that part. He added, quote, he added this. If this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened. She ghosted him. Which, good
for her. If you
got
to write that line, then it's the wrong thing to do.
If you think you're being creepy, you are.
You're being good. You are. But you are creepy, Bill. You are. Another time he asked out a woman who worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but she laughed it off to avoid answering. The Times says Bill was never predatory or creepy about it. Sure. And he didn't abuse his power or retaliate against the women. The Wall Street Journal says that Bill did have an affair with a Microsoft engineer that lasted 4 years, and it's the reason why he stepped down from Microsoft's board. Bill's rep did admit that he had an affair 20 years ago, but it had no role in his decision to step down. So, you know, with that huge head of his, it's nice to see that the smaller one still does all
the work. He certainly wasn't working with a floppy disk.
No, no. Microsoft was actually his nickname.
Bada bing, bada boom. We got a few. We shoved them all in there, didn't we?
We did.
Today is the last day to get your taxes done unless you file for an extension.
What?
And if you just said, oh, better get those done tonight, you're not alone. Around 1 in 7 Americans say they wait until the last minute. Here are a few more stats for tax day. I literally read this news story and thought about my my man, Andrew, and just said, I haven't heard from him. I hope everything's okay.
Yes.
54% of us do our taxes as early as possible. 15% wait until the last minute. Men think they know more about taxes, but women actually know more. Guys were much more likely to say they understood the tax code, but 1,000 people took a test and 49% of women got an A compared to just 35% of men. 44% of people thought you could claim a pet as a dependent.
No.
That's Can't do funny. That, Oscar.
Mm. Around 7 in 10 Americans usually take the standard deduction. 21% itemize. The other 10% didn't know what a deduction was. Our biggest tax fears are finding out we owe money, making a mistake, not maximizing our refund, and getting audited. Number 6, if we do get a refund, the top things we'll do with it this year are pay off debt, put it in savings, use it for living expenses, invest it, and 1 in 10 people say they'd use it to treat themselves. My least favorite, my least favorite line of the career, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
And Mike, yourself. If you are having to go to the post office tonight, don't worry, because we've sent Frank Herzog out there with Excedrin and donuts to hand out at the Merrifield post office. Yeah. So if they're open late tonight, so if you're dropping your taxes off, make sure you say hi to Frank.
Hello, Soft Society. 1 in 14 Americans actually enjoy doing their taxes. Yeah, show me those people. I think one of those 14, they're lying probably. Oh, I like doing my taxes. I enjoy
it. Hi, I'm Bill Gates. I like doing my taxes and hitting on my coworkers.
I literally say, hey, how much do I owe to my accountant? He gives me a number and I get upset and I move on with it.
Yeah. You get upset, that's the important
big
part.
Big fat Price is Right check.
Hey, I shared this with my wife earlier today. There's a new term for older millennials born in the early 80s, right after the Gen X cutoff. The term is, I love this, I just wanted to share it with her.
Yeah.
Geriatric millennial. You're one, Oscar.
No, I was born in 78.
Oh, you were born
I'm there. Pony, what year were you born?
83, so I'm one of those.
You're a geriatric millennial. A digital teamwork expert posted about it online, says anyone born between 1980 and 1985 falls into that category.
Yes.
But she claims it's not actually a bad thing, and it might mean you're a natural leader in 2021. Geriatric millennials are good with computers, but grew up in a world where people weren't glued to their phones. That's good at work because you can bridge the gap between the older and the younger. A few alternate terms people have come up with include seasoned millennials, elder millennials, and original millennials. The term exennials has also been used. Oh, shut up. Whatever.
I like the extra crispy millennials.
It's entirely different.
It's entirely different.
There you go. This is the type of headline you can't ignore. A new study in Japan found that humans might be able to breathe through their butt.
Ooh.
And yes, this is for real. Certain types of fish can absorb oxygen through their intestines to stay alive in emergencies. So scientists wanted to see if mammals could do it too. And the answer is yes.
Oh.
Yes. Blood vessels in our rectum appear to work the same way. Basically, they gave rats oxygen-rich enemas to see if their butts absorbed it. And their blood oxygen levels did go up. Those poor rats.
I can see this happening as long
as. Or maybe those lucky rats.
I was going to say, Mike, actually, they said that 1 in 14 rats enjoyed it.
As long as you didn't have a deviated rectum, you're okay.
It doesn't sound like they've tried it on humans yet. Well, at least not in the clubs that I frequent. But they think it'll work the same way. Any volunteers? Show of hands. They say it could lead to new emergency treatments when people can't get enough oxygen. The normal way. Now, there is something
that
right
is
there.
Smart and also
when
a new
we think
category.
About our lungs and all that.
Butt snorkel?
Butt snorkel. BS.
Butt snorkel. Hey, where you going? Oh, I went to that party with it. You know, that Adamson, that butt snorkel that we hang out with. You know, what a jerk.
Imagine looking in the lagoon. What's that sticking out of the water?
It's a butt snorkel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't get that guy on the show because I still have his butt snorkel here. He's a butt snorkel.
Oh, king of the butt snorkels.
I guess the idea here is to give your car a vintage look. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. A high-end auto shop in the UK has started customizing new cars to make sections of them look rusty. Oscar, have you read about this at all?
No, I know the matte paint job. That makes it look
Matt
a little vintage.
Is a, kind of a tough guy look. Yeah. But this is, they did it with a few panels on a brand new Land Rover where two sections of the hood are covered in rust, plus two vents on the side. So instead of the whole thing, it's more like using rust as an accent color.
Yeah, or just buy or just buy a Ford.
From last year.
Exactly.
For the right price, though, you can have your entire car rusted up if you really want to. And they can seal it to keep that fresh rust look.
So stupid.
What's wrong with people? Or you can leave it alone and let the, quote, natural course of corrosion continue. This is the same with camouflage. This is the same with, you know, the motorcycle vest for the Harley. This is wanting to be the tough guy.
Look at me.
I hear these stories, it's tough to buy into that there's been a financial crisis. Because if people are putting rust on their car to look like tough or rugged or weathered, we've got too much money on our hands.
I just
can't stand the look of all the pollen. Are you kidding me? My car looks orange.
One does need a hint of color.
A pop of color.
All right, anyway, and now a little something something. A woman in South Carolina thought she was outsmarting the system by hoarding gas. I mean hoarding.
Hoarding.
Hoarding. She was hoarding gas.
That gas is hurting.
But there's a reason. I don't know why I'm reading the story like this. Sometimes it's just fun. But there's a reason why gas is safer in the tank. 28-year-old Jessica Patterson was out driving near the town of Pickens in South Carolina last week when she caught the attention of the police because the plates on her car had been reported stolen.
Ah!
Jessica freaked when she saw the cops and started leading them in a high-speed chase. That was not a smart move, especially since she had several containers of hoarded grass in the trunk.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jessica. At some point during the chase, Jessica lost control of her vehicle, ran off the road, and it flipped. The car caught fire. Oh, dear. And multiple explosions were heard inside the vehicle. Jessica was able to get out despite being on fire. The police put out the flames and got her to a hospital. She was badly burned, but she survived. It's not clear what kind of charges she's facing yet. I'm guessing she was charged with greedy while stupid. Thank you. That's all I got for you today. Got to move on. We'll have more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. How about a Dick Van Patten update? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Would that float your boat? Would that wet your whistle? Huh? Would that make your Jack Vale butt snorkel feel good? We'll be right back, everybody.
Right and shine.
Hey, kids. Time to start your day with a delicious new breakfast cereal. Yay! You'll love the taste of new sugar-frosted Cerritos.
Oh, good.
Toasted corn crunch with the delicious taste of buffalo wings. Part of a supercharged breakfast. Just look for Goose Cerrito in your grocer's cereal aisle. And be sure to look for a bonus in every box. Speaking of bonus, why not try the delicious taste of the TMOS Bonus Show? Click the link at MikeOmaraShow.com from the makers of your favorite Kellogg cereals.
They're okay.
Ah, Jimmy. Love those pictures of Jimmy out in Colorado with his daughter.
Oh, sweet. Aren't
they? Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up. Lower than expected unemployment numbers have pushed mortgage rates back to the lowest levels of the year. Furthermore, a recent study indicated that a third of you who could save hundreds per month with a refinance are yet to take advantage.
Come on.
And I have to be like Max Van Sydow. I have to simply say, why? Why are you? We're waiting. So, whether it's a refinance or a repurchase, or a purchase, I'm sorry, not a repurchase.
Well, if you like the house enough.
Buy my house again.
It's okay.
The time to act is now, and you need to call Mark Livingstone. He's the guru. And his team at Cornerstone, First Financial, they are fantastic to deal with. We have all used them, and I've used them more than once. Rates in the mid-2s will not be here forever, and with loans closing in just 2 weeks, why would you call anyone else? Cornerstone First is a direct lender, and they will meet or beat any offer. Mortgage rates go up like a rocket and come down like a parachute. So call today before this rocket takes off again, and you've lost this opportunity, you know? I feel like Don Rickles right now. You know, man, drop your pants and fire a rocket. The professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by
all right,
now.
Gang.
Mark, maybe you didn't want to hear it that way. I'm sorry. I just try to spice them up a little bit. All right. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Last week on the show, we were talking about DVP. Guy used to be a big, prominent
guy
on the Mike O'Mara Show and the Don and Mike Show. Really good guy. Dick Van Patten passed away a few years back and really was a lot of fun. And, of course, he was famous from Eight is Enough and an old TV show, Child Star, I Remember Mama. And really
Mel
was just
Brooks
a
movies,
well,
good guy.
Mel Brooks movies, a well-known guy around Hollywood in the 70s, really well-known, and then the 80s with Eight is Enough. So a listener, he actually emailed me. Might be able to tell you what.
Oh, he emailed you.
Ah,
give some credit to the dude.
Where credit is
a lot of
due.
Rumors last yeah. week.
By the way, Mike, based on your complaint last week, we've upped our game with our logo behind me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You wanted the bigger sign, so we had a bigger
cartoon sign.
It is cartoon
Message
size.
Message says, "Hi, Mike. It was I who shared the DVP article on the fan page from the Guitar Museum. All I know came from the post. Be well. See you at Becky's in Portland. Don Smith. South Portland, Maine. There, I love to give credit where credit is due. Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. And he was the one that showed me the album cover with Dick Van Patten being a rock and roller. And we were speculating whether it was real or not. We really
looked,
didn't know
it
for
looked
sure.
It looked awfully genuine. The name of the album was Dickin' Around the Pool. And it was Dick Van Patten with a guitar slung over his shoulder and had a song list. I think it was, he did Smoke on the Water was one of the songs on it. Well, I got an
Smoke
email.
Smoke on the Water. Yes.
Yes, from Deep Purple. It was about the burning of the casino at Montreux. I got an email from a gentleman named Delano or Delano Lopez who says, hi,
or
Rob.
Or Delano.
Delano could be that.
Like Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Hi, Rob. This is the work of comedian graphic designer, and his name is Chris Chapin, who does fake vintage advertisements and album covers. So it is a gag. And he actually cites it. He says, this particular one was used as one of the fake sponsors on Dana Gould's talk show. Dana Gould's a very funny comic, and he's been at it a long time. He worked. He was
well,
a writer.
Hold on. Slow down, please. Okay. I'm trying to get timelines here. So this is a recently done fake album cover?
Yes, that's made to look vintage.
And who is this Dana Gould? Is this a current person?
Dana Gould is a comic. He has a podcast right now and also a TV show called Hanging with Dr. Z. And I clicked on it, and if I explain it, it's going to sound as weird as it looks, Mike. He does full Planet of the Apes makeup as Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes.
You mean the like the albino monkey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's
like the orangutan colored doctor.
And he's doing a talk show as Dr. Zaius.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Slow down again. Because I need to ask questions to know what's going on. So this guy gets the regular, legitimate Planet of the Apes.
Does
a television show?
I've heard Dana Gould do long-term interviews. He did a great one on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast. And he is so crazy about Planet of the Apes that he has the memorabilia. And he actually gets a pro makeup guy. This is not just like a mask.
Yeah.
This is like the real Dr. Zaius makeup.
But it's a mask.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a mask, it would imply just like pulling it over.
I understand. I've seen the movies. I know what you're talking about.
So he goes full tilt, and he has this fake talk show where it's Dr. Zaius, but he's interviewing real celebrities.
Does he use the dialect? Because wasn't that a British dialect that Dr. Zaius had a little
bit? I think he affects the voice, yeah. And
okay,
so,
that's funny, too. I like it's getting better all the time.
But you saw his face, you're like, I've seen that guy on TV.
But then there's all these, the sponsors are all fake, and one of them was this album cover brought to you by, you know, Dick Van Patten, Dickin' Around the Pool. So it was created for this
a parody.
Yeah, called Hangin' with Dr.
Does
Z.
Does he have copy that goes along with it when he.
Don't know.
I'm just curious
I don't know.
That.
I don't know how they actually included it. I did not watch the full episode. I just clicked on it to see it.
But it is a fake. It is a fake.
It is a fake.
And
indeed.
It's beautifully done because I certainly wouldn't have bet the house on it.
No.
You know, there are ego projects all the time with celebrities that might do that, you know, and give that a go.
I've got a lot of very strange albums or stuff like that. Like The Odd Couple put out an album, and All in the Family put out an album, not like of clips, but like of them singing. And it's all that stuff. That was the era that artists would do that.
And you've, over the years, brought tons of examples of identify the celebrity that's singing this song, where somebody actually went into the recording studio and decided to do that. It's not just William Shatner.
It's like the Masked Singer now.
Yeah, a little bit.
But 3D.
Mm-hmm. But they were taking them so seriously.
I take a magazine known as Men's Journal.
Nice.
And thank you. Thank you very much.
A lot of ED ads in that, let me tell you.
Really, it's just my excuse to look at naked men. No, that's not true at all. I take Men's Journal because it was offered in a package, and I get this magazine. So I have to tell you, I may have a new pick to click as far as the next turbo muscle man that's going to make it big in movies. And he maybe have already made it to a in a niche, he's already made it. But
all right.
I would like to ask Oscar Santa, because I think he might know about this guy.
Yes.
And that guy is Dave Bautista.
Oh, my God.
That is Dave Bautista, who
friends
I just...
with one Chad Dukes, like legitimate friends. Like they,
okay,
they
legitimate
text
friends
each, they
of
text
Chad.
Each other, yes.
All right. So Bautista is a probably one of the most imposing looking not only wrestlers, but then movie stars.
Oh, I've and he was seen a this lot of guy, yeah.
Action and adventure. But he is one scary looking dude.
And a DC guy. Like a DC
and
guy.
And a DC.
Yes.
That intrigued me when I read the interview with this
we,
guy.
We used to have a wonderful partnership with Science by Tomorrow in Manassas, which is currently not there anymore. And our friend Kevin used to come through. And remember, he actually, in your old home in Manassas, we put all of the step and repeats on your walls.
Yes, yeah, right,
so,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we all met Kevin various times, mm-hmm. but he had, as Bautista's star was rising, he had some great stories about who he was as a person before he became the superstar. And mm-hmm. just a super, like, I guess for all accounts, and even the times we've talked to him on the show, just a really effing real guy, nice guy that... Frankly, I think a lot of people discounted from going from the WWE universe into this
legitimate
acting, and now what you would call is an action star.
He is an action star,
yes.
And this profile was just remarkably surprising. And apparently, the guy lives in Tampa, and
Tampa.
That's his home. Tampa, Florida, where I was last week. And he is a kind of a down to earth guy. I think his ultimate goal might be to get behind the camera and do some directing, having more influence over his projects. Comes from the DC. He's a mm-hmm. DC native. Tough upbringing, very, very difficult, traumatizing upbringing, and just a fascinating guy. And I said, you know, when with the movies that we consume, I hope that we will see more of the guy without tons of prosthetic makeup on, and you know, you'll really, because I think what an amazing action star he was. And by the way, I think, what's he, in his 40s, something like that, Oscar?
I can give you an age right now. Give me a second.
This is a guy that I think could have the potential for some really, really cool action adventure type movies, I think. And when you look like that, you're imposing to start with. And, you know, it's kind of The Rock meets Jason Statham. And
he's 52.
He does not look 52. Jesus.
Wow, he doesn't.
Wow, he doesn't.
Yeah, so that's my latest pick to
click. We discussed last week a possible man crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. And you have also flirted with the notion of The Rock in the past as being a man crush.
And I take Men's Journal.
And you take Men's Journal.
As a muscle man in, you know, in this.
Is he in your crush
stages.
Circle Top or is three? He just on the outside looking in as of yet?
He is now in a newly discovered star circle. Where, you know,
is there an
idea,
overlap? Venn diagrams?
All right. So the idea of these superhuman guys that are, you know, muscle-bound guys, we always think in terms of if you are an offensive lineman or you're a wrestler, or that cerebrally you're going to be, you know, one of these, hey, like that. When in fact, sometimes you get, you know, you gotta look beyond the cover of the book and get into it. And it was just really an interesting, interesting article.
You're attracted to his mind.
He's genuine. Yeah. We've got like home.
You've interviewed him, right? A bunch of times.
Yes, homegrown ties. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. And for me, I think the genuine side really supersedes everything else, because most people, they get this famous, like, they don't want to come back to DC.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't want anything to do with it, right?
Yeah, right. Wash their hands.
He's going to Nationals games. He's like, he's all in on like being from here and being happy and waving that flag. And that gives this area a little bit of pride. And for someone that really, it wasn't predetermined that he was going to be this guy and didn't have the clearest path to stardom. And he's, I respect
and to still be on the rise at age 52, that's not a kid. I mean, that's a long road.
Well, and he's also got a condition where he puts on muscle more than the average bear. So he has a very detailed routine where he doesn't pack too much on because it doesn't look good if you make your co-stars. Yeah, I think that that's his bet. The guy's amazing. I mean, when you look at the physical specimen that you have. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there because I know that Oscar, you had. Yeah.
I would say he's in my top five men. I'd put him there.
Top five men. Pretty cool. And of course, you guys loved him. You and your radio partner, Chad, loved him because of the wrestling thing.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, that's where it all started. That's the world until we were exposed to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got into the Marvel Universe and you're sitting there, you're like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, he became an A-list celebrity.
That has to be surreal for you to see.
Yes. Yeah. More happier than...
How long ago did you chat with him? How long? When was the first time you chatted?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe 5 years ago, but as far as Chad's concerned, probably 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's awesome. And that firsthand account of, I mean, I just remember he would be texting with Dave, and I'd be like, jealous about that because why wouldn't you be?
I'm jealous that you call him Dave.
So you're like,
Davey.
But there are certain people in this business that you root for, and there's certain people that you're like, well, they're an a-hole enough to get there. I think that Dave Bautista, he actually falls in the spot where he's like, that's a nice guy that deserved a shot and he made the most of it.
All right. Well, that's very cool. Yeah. And I'm just glad that he's doing well. And it was really, sometimes in a place that sells ED medications, you get a nice little interview. And I love reading celebrity interviews. Yeah. I've always loved doing that.
The good thing is when you read that interview, you no longer needed the medication.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Play the thing. Get right to it. Don't linger for your laugh, you hump. Anyway, that's the way it goes. When we come back, Oscar has some information on selling cars.
Yes.
Cars.
It will fascinate you. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Arnold.
How are you?
Are you feeling good?
Good.
I'm feeling good.
Sure, why not?
The virus couldn't get me. I'm too strong.
I wore a mask.
Yeah. Ich bin wash my hands and make for the social distance. Sure.
You like that, huh?
Of course you do. Soon, I will be out with my Kinder and my fans and driving the Humvee in the Palm Springs as soon as we get the herd immunity. So, be like me. Continue to wear a mask. Be cautious, wash your hands, and stay 6 feet away. That way you can swing your Conan the Barbarian sword. Classic Arnold noise, right? Yeah, all right. Now, there's my maid. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Office Arnold.
did you know that 1 in 3 Americans suffer from nausea and all of them hate it? If you can relate, you got to check out Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and zero side effects. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Rob's wearing it right now. Are you nauseous, Rob?
No, but you know, I had a thought, is that this summer, one of the things I'm most looking forward to is one last trip to the theme parks with my kids. Mm-hmm. But as I've gotten older, the spinning rides... really mess with me. I'm going to take another shot at him.
You're
going to
take it for a spin, literally.
Because the Relief Band has been so helpful for me in other situations, like flying, that I think I'm ready to go. I love this thing is the greatest.
You know, I'm going to use it when I go out with my son. We're going to do a deep sea fishing trip this summer where we're going to go out off the coast in the morning and get that done, like on a Sunday morning. We're going to go out early. And, you know, you do get older, at least. That's what I've found.
Yeah.
When Rob talks about roller coasters, I say the same thing about being on a big ship or medium-sized boat. It's a fishing boat. It's really amazing.
And is there anything worse? I mean,
It's absolutely the worst. It blocks the signal that your brain is sending to your stomach. So cool. Relief Band is the only over-the-counter wearable device that's been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. And if you know someone who suffers from nausea, it makes a great gift. I want you to check this out. As the world opens back up, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. Give that a try. All right, so Oscar was talking before the show about cars and the resale market and some strange stuff going on as far as people that might want to unload a vehicle. I found this fascinating. You were talking about what? Volvos? Is that what it was?
We have a Volvo, so I had to go in for some service. And
this is another edition, Mike, of Oscar.
Volvo in the city.
In the city.
Oscar in the city.
You usually get some sort of flyer from the dealer saying, are you ready to buy a new car? And they'll give you some sort of like spiff for selling your car back to them. I have never in my life been approached by an actual representative of the dealership at the place where you're getting your car serviced, where they say, hey, looks like you have low miles on your car. What are your thoughts on actually selling the car to us and getting into a new car? Or if you don't need a new car, selling the car to us, because they need used car inventory.
They just need the inventory.
They need the inventory to get people on the
lot.
And
is it primarily used car inventory that they're looking for?
They need used car inventory. And why does that happen, Oscar, you might ask? There's a chip shortage that new cars, new especially SUVs, need on the market. So with the chip shortage, it's caused a long delay for any new car sales. So if you've got an SUV of any sorts, you're probably getting anywhere from 12, and I dare say, to 20% higher pricing on your sale of your SUV than you ever would before because of this dynamic.
Wow. Yeah. So the fact, let me see if I've got this right. So what you're saying is, because of the pandemic, when some of these factories were not churning out the vehicles, there is a backlog and a shortage of the pipeline. And it really is a pipeline, not to involve you with the gas. We'll get to that in a second. But as far as the pipeline of cars coming out of Detroit and coming out of wherever they're coming out of, when that dries up for a while, you still have the lag. And the lag now means they need inventory. They're not going to get the chips yet coming out of Detroit. So they've got to have something to sell. And I would imagine a late model used car would probably be a premium value right now. Yeah.
Yes. And it was literal. I was like, I don't know. Like, this is a fine car. But until he said, I'm serious. Whatever you think your blue book is or was when you wanted to sell it, you'll be surprised. Let's step into my office. Now, I said, give me a call. I don't have time for this right now. But I thought about it. I said, if you have any sort, it doesn't have to be an SUV. An SUV is a premium. But if any sort of car that you're like, I would really want to get out of this.
Yeah.
Now's the time to sell it. Now is the time. You're going to get a premium more so than you've ever had in the last 10 years in order to sell your used car. Because they need cars.
Really?
Because the chips, then look, it's not because Detroit isn't making the chips. It's because the orders for the chips for these cars, as soon as the pandemic hit, because we didn't know how long or short it was going to be, they erred on the side of caution. So their pre-orders, the car manufacturers said, hey, remember the 50,000 chips we wanted? The pandemic's hit. Let's cut that in half. And then what no one realized is that people would want to jump in less Ubers and have their own vehicle. So then this new car
demand was up. For
demand went
cars.
Straight,
yeah,
like through the pandemic, and now we're on the other side of it. And everybody is a little more comfortable driving.
All right, let me
their own
ask
car.
You this though, because obviously somebody who might have an SUV that they'd like to get out of, the way it works for most people is that when you get rid of a car, you got to get some transportation.
Right.
So what's the deal?
That's the problem.
If you do that, what do you?
That's the problem.
Because if you go to replace it, you're going to be screwed by the bigger prices.
That's the way supply and demand always.
Yeah, I get it, but if you can hold tight with one car household, then I think you'd be okay.
Damn it. I'm wondering if I could use a golf cart when I had to go to the grocery store or something like that. I might have to do
these are real world questions. I like it.
What if they could
real world questions?
I wonder if they could sell the golf cart.
They could sell that to the aftermarket.
Exactly. But Mike, you just got into the
less gas.
You got into the Hertz fire sale. No pun intended.
Right. Exactly. SUV. And then I ended up with a complete and total push on what I paid for my used car and what I sold it for.
So you're right now you're even with your car. What if you drove that car onto a lot and they're like, we'll give you 20% more than you paid for it a year
in
ago.
A minute, in a heartbeat.
I would try.
But I'd also, you know, downsize too. You know, because I don't want to pay premium rates for an SUV.
Just wait.
You know, I mean, it's. I'm always thinking about that. Speaking of gasoline, I heard that our Pwnbone have an issue with gasoline last week?
There was a nice conversation between Pony and I last week on Friday when we said, "Hey, what's the gas situation? Let's go around robin around the team here." And then Pony texted me his 2 o'clock gotta go text, and I said okay. He goes,
Mowdy.
He said my Uber's almost here, so basically he's telling me that I can't keep him later than because he's already ordered his Uber. I said your Uber. He goes, yeah, I ran out of gas on Friday, so I Ubered to work and back home. I said you didn't want to mention that when we were talking about, hey, are we having a gas shortage here?
Hold on, Pony. You mean like on the side of the road, car choking to death, ran out of gas?
No. It was basically I only had about like 10 or 15 miles left in my tank on Thursday. And Thursday was the day that everyone in Fairfax bought up all the gas and none of the stations had any gas left. So I just said, F it. I'm just going to take an Uber to work, because if I drive into work and I can't find an open station, I'll be stranded.
What is the status right now? I always ask Rob because he goes by the two. What's it looking like? I mean, is it reasonable now?
It was normal on Saturday. I mean, they were moving in and out.
Funny.
Costco had gas for days. Sheets was fine. Everything in downtown.
My mom had an issue and all, and it's normal now. Did you get gas yet?
I did. I was able to fill up on Saturday. It was just for that.
Did you get premium?
I have to.
I know.
Do you have to put premium gas in that little S-Box that you drive around? That little four-cylinder engine?
You got to put
premium in that?
He's got the Kia now. Remember the Kia?
I know you've got the Kia. I'm making a joke. I'm talking about the size of the engine. It's a four-cylinder.
We have tape of his engine, Mike, right here.
There he is. There it is. it is a teeny engine. You have to put premium in that engine?
No, it's not a small engine. It's a V6. So twin turbo V6.
What is the Subaru that you drive?
I don't drive the Subaru.
He's got
anymore.
The Kia.
Do you have the Stinger?
He's got the Stinger, yeah.
You drive every day.
Yeah, but he can't drive at night.
No.
What's it like driving that Stinger though? That's a pretty hot car.
That's a lot of fun. It's not great when you can't
Chicks
get gas.
Chicks seem to dig his sound, Mike.
Doesn't it have like a really cool interior too?
It does.
Yeah, it does. It's a very nice, comfortable car. Yeah.
It's entirely done in patent leather.
Korean leather.
This is fine Korean leather.
If you want Korean leather, I'll put a pair of shoes in it for you. Okay.
That's good. You've been inside of it, Oscar?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking rides.
Pony's Kia? You have super like ridiculous taste with automobiles.
Yeah,
but is it nice?
I think this is what I like about Pony, is that
it's Korean glamorous.
No, he loves his vehicles just like I love my vehicle. So I can't. But he has he's the worst driver for good vehicles. Like when he had his Subaru and had the big spoiler on it, he hated driving in the city. He's got this new car with a big spoiler on it. Hated driving in the city. Now he's got this guy, which is just a step up from where he was before. Hates driving in the city. And he's so nervous about driving that when I ride with him, even though he's giving me a ride and I appreciate it.
Sure.
It just inside I'm dying because I'm like, you know, you could have made that light. You could have just gone around this person.
Stretch the legs out. Did you see the picture of the vehicle that Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber went shopping in West Hollywood, and I didn't even know this was real. They got into a vehicle. I believe this is a Rolls Royce, but I have never seen a Rolls Royce look like this. This is a Rolls Royce that looked like a tank.
Really?
It was a Rolls. It had the funky little Rolls Royce grill on it. And then the tires are covered up. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at this. Yeah. No, that was a modification to his Rolls Royce.
It's a modified Rolls Royce.
Yes.
Jesus.
It does look cool. Really? It does look cool.
And he's got pigtails.
It was done at West Coast Customs, Mike, if you remember from the MTV days.
There you go. There it is. Show your brother this. There it is.
That thing looks like the Batmobile in Lockdown.
Yes, it does. It does.
You'll never have that pony and neither will I. So that's fine too. But, occasionally. Do you ever stretch the legs on that Stinger, that Kia Stinger, ever?
Yeah, I do, outside of D.C.
Yeah, this weekend, Mike, he's going to the Salt Flats.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Digital Dumpster with Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Woof.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You like a green lawn? Do you like a nice green lawn?
Oh, yeah. Luscious, yes. Huh?
I'm a Floridian down here. We love our green lawns more than anything in the world. And I want to tell you about people that know about green lawns. It's a company called Sunday. Sunday can get you the green lawn that you crave. Lush and green, no brown spots. It's more than just a yard care product. It's a custom lawn care plan with a variety of ways to help you grow a beautiful lawn, control weeds, and remove pests.
I hate pests.
They take out all the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. I just want to getsunday.com. That's what you want. Yep. It's fantastic. All you do is go to getsunday.com, put in your home address, and their free lawn analysis tool takes care of the rest. In seconds, Sunday explains exactly what you need and why. And everything is waiting at your door when you need it. All I had to do is attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. Lawn care used to take my whole day up. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. It's easy. Anybody can do it. And the stuff really works. The grass looks better than ever. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit getsunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at getsunday.com/TMOS. Let's get that thing open right now. Find out who's in there today. Oh, she's still there. She's still there.
And she's got a full tank of gas.
That's very, very excited. That's just exciting.
Right. Did you watch any of the, did you take the Preakness, Mike?
I did not. We were having so much fun chatting with the Millers, and he's a sports guy. Yeah. He has to watch it. It's about 7:15, and he looks at me and goes, you know what? We just missed the Preakness. Hmm. I had no idea. Was there anything to do with it? Any big story?
All I know is that I only watched a little bit of it. I watched the race itself. It was very exciting. It was very thrilling at the end.
That's the only part you need to. It's a horse race, so watching a little bit of it is perfectly acceptable.
I love the fact it was won by a horse named Rombauer. Medina Spirit came in third, so there's not going to be a Triple Crown winner this year. But yeah.
I wonder why.
But the... Don't run so no good drugs. When you don't use the creams.
Yeah, yeah, the special cream. Special Medina, Spirit ball cream.
But what's so great is when you've got a horse named Rombauer that wins and the announcer knows what he's doing, this is a great call for the end of the race.
Hold on, Rombauer?
Rombauer, R-O-M-B-A-U-E-R. And so Rombauer. It was a great call because going into the final turn, it was still anybody's race. There are five horses.
Okay, can I just say this? Sorry, because you're saying the announcer knew what they're doing. I never saw the race, didn't hear audio of the race, but I'm going to go, Rombauer.
Let's see.
I'm hoping we get one of those.
Let's see how he did.
They're off in the Preakness, and Medina Spirit broke very well again today, and so did Midnight Bourbon. And they're into the stretch. Medina Spirit fights on the outside. Midnight Bourbon. Rombauer is rolling up to them. Coming by the eight pole, it is now Rombauer storming to the front, taking over from Midnight Bourbon. Rombauer and Flavian Pratt win the Preakness, pulling away by four on the wire. Guy that knows how, second. How to do it. Medina Spirit has to settle for third. Keep Me in Mind was fourth. The final time, 1:53.35.
And all you can ask for is a good finish on a race. So that was a fun one to watch. I liked it.
Oh, that's
good
cool. Stuff. I'm sorry I missed that. I can't believe I missed that. He said he was planning on coming over to my house and watching it with me, but we just got...
Did you get disenchanted after the allegations of cheating, right?
You're like, yeah. The whole thing sours it. It's a stain on the whole deal. It's a stain on the integrity of horse race.
And the stain is named Baffert.
With his sunglasses. He had them off when he was doing one of his little mea culpas there.
I'm sure that he was instructed to take them off.
Yeah, exactly. You don't look credible when you had shades on inside. Yeah.
Okay, Dick of the Week is Ricky Schroeder. Remember Faded Star Ricky Schroeder? And actually, the media referred to him as Faded Star Ricky Schroeder. Good. He was in Silver Spoons, of course. He had a confrontation with the guy at Costco that says, wear your mask, okay? And this is Ricky Schroeder. It's just like, come on, man, shut up.
Why aren't you letting me in?
Because in the state of California, in the county of Los Angeles, there's been no change to our mask policy.
Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What is accurate?
The mandate in California has not changed. There does seem to be the possibility that in June...
All right, can you pause it for just a second?
Yep.
I have to say, though, that the guy at the door, you know what I mean? It's not like he's turbo likable.
$15 an hour.
I know, but hold on a second. I'm just talking about the voice. I'm just if you're so inclined, if you're seeing somebody like that who's a dick at the DMV who's giving you a really hard time, you're probably going to. The guy doesn't sound like he's doing anything really to diffuse it, but I understand what you're saying. I don't make the rules, sir. I don't. Yeah. He is quoting him chapter and verse, which is not how you diffuse a guy that's having a meltdown. I'm not defending Ricky Schroeder. I am simply saying
how would you defuse him?
Sir, I don't make the rules, but that's the policy.
Hey,
just like the guy that's getting 15 bucks an hour.
I'm making 15
bucks an
hour.
The state of California, in association with the CDC, has said to me that I have the power.
That's the way that guy's handling.
What about telling
he's
Ricky,
mishandling.
Hey, Ricky, I'm barely here. This is just a sack of skin.
Yes.
I'm just doing what they told me to do.
That's what he should do if he was a regular guy, but he's not. He's a guy that's getting off on doing this.
I would say,
I'm sorry,
Ricky,
he is.
I know you want your pastries, and you were so good in the 80s.
Is Ricky fat?
No, he's not. No, he just looks like a faded star. I was just trying to think
what he might
find.
Let's play the thing again. I'm sorry. I don't like the guy.
California, I know if they allow us, if they grant us that, our kings, the people in power, you're going to listen to these people?
Well, I know
they've destroyed our economy.
Well,
they're destroying our culture. They're destroying our state.
I see.
And you're just going to listen to their rules.
F you, Ricky.
What we are going to do is simply follow the guidelines.
Okay. I'm getting my refund from Costco. I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco. Give up your membership to Costco until they remove this.
Two silver spoons together.
Do you think people care more about Ricky Schroeder or their discounts at Costco?
People want their rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I think that's super easy. Mm. I got a Samsung TV to tell you what I think of that. I ain't giving my Samsung up for Ricky Schroeder.
You know what you could have for dinner is a rotisserie chicken made by Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky, welcome to Ricky Schroeder's box store. Hi, I'm Ricky Schroeder. Here are all the... No, I just thought the guy was a little bit of this. Here's the waiter. I'm being like this because I know... Because he has to say it to 30 people a day and he gets off on it. Mm-hmm. He does. But Ricky Schroeder is the bigger dick in this situation.
Yeah, and Ricky
There's
Schroeder...
No question.
And here's the... I wonder... This is what troubles me is that Schroeder is the one who taped and posted it.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring down Costco, Ricky Schroeder?
He's the same guy that if you went and said, are there any sales on TVs today? He'd say,
I'm not as responsible for telling what the TV prices are. You'll have to ask the manager and the TV.
Okay, that's fine.
Most people just point and say, everything's on sale.
Everything's on sale.
Yeah, that's another one that pisses me off. Everything's on sale.
Everything's
on
sale.
Do you remember when I used to do the horrible auto infomercials when it was goes at WJFK?
Mm-hmm.
One of the Slicky Boy sales guys said when he started at the place, the firm, its dealership, he said, where's the sign that says sale? And the guy just under him says, we're not having a sale. He says, pal, every day's a sale.
Ah, there you go.
And so whatever you drive, every day's a sale. This is a story that is very dear to me. It features the Make-A-Wish Foundation, a six-year-old leukemia survivor in Austin, Texas. His Make-A-Wish, most kids want a swing set or a trip to Disney or meet a star. This kid wanted to blow something up. And so Make-A-Wish.
Fantastic.
Connected him with the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles or whatever it is that does the roads, the road department,
yes.
Transport. And they're going to take down a flyover to make it
accessible. Would that be transportation?
Department of Transportation. To make a bigger ramp for one of the highways down there. They actually had to blow it up. They let this six-year-old kid hit the button for the demo.
That's fantastic.
Now, you don't hear the kid, but you sure as hell hear the explosion go down here.
Something up.
And that's we're so talking funny. One of those huge circular flyovers.
Beautiful.
They asked the kid about it. He said, I got to blow something up today. It was loud and it was fun.
Cool.
And I just love it. And I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So good for that kid. We close with this thought, Mike, with the masks coming off, and whether you support it or not, it's still an option, but we are getting closer to normal. People are starting to say, is it okay to hug again? And people are thinking, yeah, I guess we could hug, but some people aren't into hugging. So let's just keep this in mind as we decide whether or not we want to hug each other.
Can I have a hug?
No.
Give me a hug.
No way.
Come here.
I'm not coming over there.
Let's go.
Forget it.
Don't look at me like I'm freaking Frankenstein. Give your father a hug.
You're... Hey, don't touch me.
Hug. Hug.
Get away from me, you lazy-eyed psycho.
The lazy-eyed psycho. Close up the dumpster. Have a good Monday, everybody.
All right. Now, listen, we told you about the summer schedule, and please, for those of you that are passionate listeners every single day, pass that along.
Please
do. We've said it. We don't want to say it every day, and we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. We'll keep you in the loop. That's the way that's going to go. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
I am alive and kicking.
What do I do?